Kings of the Morning, Art and Rescue Drama by Eddie Stiven.
That wind.
Glen Cleven Mobile, this is Glen Cleven 1.
Hang on.
Glen Cleven Mobile, this is Glen Cleven 1.
Aye, will you hang on a minute, Donny? I'm just down the door here.
Please use direct comms procedures, Joan. There might have a lot of stations listening in. Over.
Well, for a start, I'm not mobile anymore. I'm in the MR post. Over.
In that case, please use call sign Glen Cleven Oscar. Glen Cleven 1. Over. Glen Cleven Oscar. Glen Cleven 1, do you have this with you? Miss Galbraith? Over.
Glen Cleven 1, this is Glen Cleven. Oscar, that's negative. She's down the cop shop. Over.
What the hell is she doing? We might need her later.
She's pretty cold and wet, Donny. Thought she'd be better there. Over.
Oscar, this is Glen Cleven 1. Roger that. Have you got comms with the police station? Over.
This is Oscar. Just the phone, Donny. But they're sending a cop over here. Over.
Roger, Oscar. Make sure you keep a log, eh? Glen Cleven 1 out.
Aye, aye. Chief Gopher and Chief Bloody Clark.
Oh, tell me this is the right place, because I'm not going back out in that.
Welcome to the Glen Cleven Hilton. Are you the lassie from the desk?
What desk?
At the police station. I met you earlier, I think.
No, that'd be a receptionist. I'm a policeable, Constable Campbell, hence the uniform. And I've just...
We have met before.
Have we? It must be you and...
Pleased to meet you. Constable Campbell.
Louise, can I hang my jacket up?
Sure, there's coat hooks there.
Oh, I'm soaked. And that's just walking from the car.
Do you want some tea or something?
Oh, tea will be great.
Help yourself, the urn's on. It's all in the cupboard above the sink. I'd make it for you, but I'm control.
Control?
In control of comm for the call out.
Okay, control.
Oscar.
Oscar?
My call sign is Oscar, don't ask me why.
Oscar? The Highland. Either that or very Hollywood. Sugar and milk?
Just milk, thanks.
Cleven Simon, this is Glen Cleven 1. Radio check, over.
I could only find UHT milk.
That's all there is. Thanks.
Cleven 1, Glen Cleven Simon, you're loud and clear, over.
What's happening?
Didn't they brief you?
They filled in what happened. The woman falling. It's happening now with you guys.
Look, they're on the teams of eight. They're going up either side of the bridge. One team's following this here, Altmjörach, on the other side of the ridge at Altmjörag. If you think the wind and rain's bad here, it'll be 10 times worse up there. They're making slow progress. Are you sure we haven't...
Glen Cleven 1, this is Glen Cleven Simon, over.
Simon, this is 1, go ahead.
Ground is slippy here, Donny. The stream has burst its banks and we've got some landslides. Diverting to the south to get round it. Glen Cleven Simon, over.
There's a bit of a deluge up there.
Sounds like it.
After that, mind how you go. And out.
Do you have an TA?
No, there'll be a while yet.
Where are the cavities exactly?
They are in here, just below the top of Skurna Njulara.
Set off at 10:00 this morning.
Yesterday morning.
Oh, and midnight. Set off at 10:00 yesterday. Party of 3 females, Miss Olivia Galbraith.
Too late if you're going to get up and down a Monroe at this time of year.
The report says they're experienced.
Yeah, doesn't look like it now, does it?
Right, it doesn't. All in their 50s. Bagged over 100 rows together. Miss Spears fell, slipped and fell around 100 feet. The third woman, Miss...
Johnson.
Miss Johnson stayed with injured companion. Stayed her?
She's going to need it.
Do you think she'll be all right?
If she's in a bivvy. If she's not that badly injured.
You didn't sound very hopeful.
We're always hopeful. That's our job. I mean, we criticise people that get into difficulties on the hill. Some teams do, but we don't.
Why not?
We just don't. It could happen to anybody. Accidents happen. We don't want to put people asking for our help. That's what we're here for.
But you said after too late.
Maybe they like their beds too much.
Well, bed singular in this case. Or having too good a breakfast, maybe.
Eh?
They stayed at the King's House. You get a good breakfast there.
No. What do you mean, bed singular?
Shared a double room, 3 of them.
Oh, aye. Now we know.
That's funny. That's just what my sergeant said. Nothing wrong with it, is there?
Well, not any longer, obviously. Not with the way things are going. They're legalising everything now, aren't they? And this bloody Scottish Parliament we've got is the worst.
I wasn't aware it was illegal for three women to share a bed.
I didn't say it was illegal.
Glenclaven, well, there is Glenclaven Simon. Are you getting me, Donny? Over. Glenclaven Simon, this is Glenclaven 1, loud and clear. Over. One of our guys took a tumbler. I think he's okay. Over. What happened? What? Slipped off the path. Young Gordy. He's all very wet underfoot here. And we're getting blown off as well. Over.
I copy. Get everyone to take it easy, eh? And seeing your lights, we're on the side of the Lochan from you. Over.
They'll have to take extra care in these conditions. A big wind with rain in it.
Is there not a route that's more sheltered?
And it's worse it'll get. That's both teams at Lochan and Giag, the Loch of the Geese.
Is that the Lochan you can see on the hill when you drive into the glen?
That's the one.
Have seen any geese on it?
They're there sometimes. They say that the geese fly off with it.
Eh?
Well, the story is that a flock of wild geese landed on it one night and the Lochan froze. In the morning, they were frozen by their feet to the water, but they all beat their wings and lifted the frozen water into the sky and made off with it. It still happens. Sometimes when you look over to the Lochan, you can't see it. It's because I've taken it away in the night.
But they bring it back.
They have to. They have to let the sun come to melt the ice so that they can be free again.
Does everything come back to the glen in time?
It's just a story.
I better chin.
Use the phone. Your radio won't work here.
Why not? It's VHF.
I've got a tractor aerial in the hill and I've got 50 watts out in this thing.
So you build a mountain rescue command post in a place where you can't get comms?
Built before we knew what comms were. It used to be Othie. This was the stable. I had my first gilling job here.
You worked here? On the estate?
I still do. I've been here all my life.
You're the estate manager.
I know.
We have met before. The first day of the new year. And it wasn't socially.
Now I remember.
I'm surprised you remember anything.
I was sober in the morning. You weren't there then.
I was on night shift. I'm always on bloody night shift. You were lucky no one was... You couldn't stand and drive.
I was all right.
You were nearly three times over the limit.
I was all right. I can think fine. I don't drive fast enough. I've been up and down there all my life.
Drunk?
No. Well, it was New Year.
And you were celebrating?
Drowning my sorrows, more like. My wife left me at Christmas.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
It's okay, I'm not looking for sympathy. Best thing that happened to me, to be honest.
Right, I better check in. Hello, Sergeant, it's Louise. I know, we're not getting radio comms here. No, going to be a while yet, a couple of hours anyway, I reckon. Okay, Sarge, will do. When's your case come up?
Next month, end of March.
See you in court then.
Will you be there?
I was the arresting officer, unless you plead guilty by letter.
I might as well.
Glenclaven 1, this is Glenclaven 7. Are you getting me, Donny? Over. Glenclaven 7, this is Glenclaven 1. Aye, you're a bit broken, over. I'm going to bivvy down at the top of the car and try to drought and warm up a bit. Talk through. Glenclaven Simon, over. Roger, Simon. I got most of that. Do the same on the other side. Break Glenclaven Oscar. Glenclaven 1. Get me, Ewan. Over.
Loud and clear, Donny. Over.
Aye, Ewan. Both teams will be topside, Corrin and Gear, in about half an hour. Glenclaven 1. Over.
1, this is Oscar. Message received and understood. Over.
Keep it together, guys. Aye. It's a long night. Glenclaven 1.
Hello, is that SAR control? Hi there, it's you at the Glenclaven MRT post. We've got two casualties on Scorna and Eulera. No, not yet. But I reckon they'll be there about 0300 hours. We've got strong wind cutting and it's been non-stop rain since we put the teams on the hill. We've got 16 MRT out, two teams of eight, two stretchers. We were wondering what you can do for us with helo support. Well, if you could let us know anyway. Thanks a lot. All the helicopters are busy. It's a poor night at sea as well. Your man sounds a bit harassed. I think he's hoping that our guys can deal with the rest themselves.
Can you?
Well, it depends on what sort of state the casualties are in when we... The one that fell will probably need to get hospital snaz. Glenclaven 1, this is Glenclaven Oscar.
Glenclaven Oscar, this is 1.
Aye, Donnie. I was just thinking, you should get roped up on the ridge. You're going to be very exposed there. Oscar, over.
Oscar, thanks for the advice. I don't think we will. We're on our hands and knees as it is. The ropes will just get in the way. Over.
IP, Oscar 1.
He's probably right. Ropes can get you in a fankle sometimes.
Do a bit of climbing, do you?
That's what came up.
Where are you from?
Condorit, near Cumbold.
Not much climbing in Condorit. What sparked the interest?
Highland connections, mainly. I've been coming up here since I was wee. My dad's from Tarbert Harris, originally, and my mum's from the north of Skye. Always went for walks in the hills up there when I was young. Then I got a wee bit more adventurous in my teens. Discovered the Clun, Glencoe, Kintail. Beautiful places. I couldn't get enough of them.
You should join the Mountain Rescue. We're looking for women.
For? To make the tea?
No. It's good to have women in the team. There are four out there now. And if you can climb, then that's all the better.
How do I go about applying?
Make me another cup of tea and I'll tell you.
Shouting you on the radio.
Must have tripped off. Who is it?
Donnie. He says they've got a problem.
Glenclaven 1. This is Oscar. What's the problem, Donnie? Over.
Got a cut wing. One of us, Donald G, has got a head injury. He's still on docking. Medics are taking care of him. Over.
Are you going to take him down?
Oscar, this is 1. That's negative, Ewan. Keep him with us just now. We want to split up the team. And they need some hero support. If you can get my uniform. Over.
Roger that, Donnie. Stand by. Oscar, over. Hello? It's you again from Glenclaven MRT. No, they're not there yet, but one of our guys has taken a tumble. Head injury. He's not too bad. We could do with some backup. Can you give me availability on helo support, please? Well, what about RAFC King from Lossiemouth? Busy too. Mike Uniform would be ideal. Thank you.
Who's Mike Uniform? When is it him?
A big rescue healer from Stornoway. She's a big Sikorsky, big enough to lift everyone off.
Is lifting the team off the hill not going to slow things down? I thought the priority was to get the casualties to hospital.
It's certainly not my priority.
What exactly is your problem with these women, you? Is it because they're women? Or lesbians? Or might be lesbians? Or... what is it exactly?
Listen, Louise. We've got an injured team member up there. First mountain rescue, get the team home safe.
But you have got a thing about women, haven't you?
Louise, I'm trying to rescue them, am I not? I'm spending the night here, could be my bed. Nobody's paying us to do this job, you know. Glenclaven 1, this is Oscar, over.
Read you, Oscar, over.
SAR Control are going to send Mike Uniform down to us right away, over.
What did he say?
He said long enough.
I thought you weren't supposed to use Gaelic on the VHF.
Not really, no. I don't think anyone need me, though. It wouldn't be spoken round here much longer. I used to come in here when I was a wee boy, when this hut was a stalker's bothy. I'd come here and help with the ponies. I'd listen to all back from the stalkers and the gillies. What stories there were. Stories about drovers and packmen and cattle rustlers. Battles and old feuds. Now there's an end to it. It's all gone.
All stations, this is Glenclaven Sutch, stand by, we're approaching the RV, over. Simon, this is 1, standing by, 5-3, over.
What's
Simon's team are coming out to the location of the casualties. All stations, this is Glenclaven Oscar, standing by, over.
All stations, this is Glenclaven Sutch, with all side path below Summit School, and I know it. All side of the casualties, I need no side of the casualties. Glenclaven Simon, over. All stations, this is 1. Check that grid ref. Simon, spread your team out from the summit. We'll come in below. Sweep search the whole summit area. Over.
Louise, you better phone and double-check that location she gave us with Miss Galbraith. Get her to check it on a map. Either her friends have moved or she's got wrong. We're checking that location with Miss Galbraith, Donnie. Over.
Oscar, this is what we call.
Yes, it's me. Can you tell Miss Galbraith that her friends are not at the location she gave? Can you put her on the phone? Hello, Mrs. Galbraith, it's Louise here. The mountain rescue team are at the location you gave us, but there's no sign of them. Do you have a map there?
Stations, all stations, stations. This is Glenclaven Simon. We have located casualties. I repeat, we have located the casualties. Stand by.
Yes, Mrs. Galbraith. Just hold the line a moment, will you?
Is there anything yet?
All stations, this is
left, we've got a severely hypothermic and a category, I repeat, one casualty, severely hypothermic and one category over.
Put the phone down.
All stations, this is Glenn 1. I want all persons to Simon. I want a double check for vital signs. And I want the other one fully checked before you move her. You went, get me close support as soon as you can. Over. Glenn 1, this is Glenn Simon. We copy. Stand by for flares. Over.
Hang up that phone.
What's wrong?
All stations, this is Simon. I need medics, I need stretchers, and I need casbacks.
What's a Catic 5? What does it mean?
Hello? It's Glenclaven Control here. We've treated the casualties. We've got a severe hypothermia and a Cat 5. We need helo support for a medical evacuation. I'm not sure yet. Stand by on that. Yes, we're checking. Stand by. It means she's dead. One, this is Oscar. Over.
Any word on that helicopter yet? Weather seems to be deteriorating again here. Over.
One, this is Oscar. You're very broken, Donnie. No direct contact with the helo yet, but she is on her way. Where are you? Over.
Not very sure. Stand by.
Now the bloody mountain rescue team's lost. That'll be a great headline in the papers. Simon, this is Oscar. Do you know the location of Clavin 1, the casualty, and the rest of the team? Over.
They're in the gully at the back of the hill on the west side. Six MRT and the casualty. They needed shelter for the casualty, you and over.
Is she bad?
No, she's actually quite good now. Good in the casbah with one of the girls, and she's a bloody slimmer. A bit distraught. She was asking if she could be taken to you to join her. Over.
Well, we can't take her until we get air support. Oscar, over.
Sounds as if she's a bit better.
It's not her I'm worried about. They're making mistakes as sharp as they should be.
They must be tired.
They are, but it's not just that, it's the cold.
But they must be used to it. They're well kitted out.
Oh, sure, but they've been up there for over 6 hours, nearly seven. It hasn't stopped raining and the wind chill is cutting into them all the time. We need to get them off that hill, all of them.
What?
Nothing much until we get that helicopter. What do you think I'll get for the drink driving charge?
Defence?
Aye.
Banned for a year, probably. Your alcohol count was quite high, but probably get away with a year.
That's what I thought.
Get yourself a good... Do you need your licence?
I need it for my job, if I say you don't think...
Where would you go?
I was thinking of the rigs.
You'd be mad.
What else can I do if I've got no licence?
Oh, you can't leave, Ewan.
Why not?
You know the place. Love the place. I can tell by the way you talk about it.
My time here is finished. The Highlands are just a theme park now.
Glenn Craven Oscar, this is Rescue Helo Mike Uniform on Channel 5-3. How do you read, Bert?
A year. It's the helicopter. Mike Uniform, this is Craven Oscar, reading you loud and clear. Over.
Glenn Craven Oscar, good morning to you. We're approximately 10 miles northwest of your position and we're flying low to avoid the cloud. Expected ETA with you 0630 hours. Mike Uniform, over.
Mike Uniform, this is Glenn Clavin. We copy that. 0630 hours ETA, over.
Glenn Clavin, Oscar, Mike Uniform. We understand you have severely hypothermia and one category 5 for evacuation from Skurna and Yuler. Over.
That is, over.
Oscar, Mike Uniform, we have a local cloud base approximately 15 feet. I don't think we can risk a high level evacuation. Request your team bring casualties down below cloud base. Over.
That's going to take a while. I repeat, that's going to take a while. For an hour, at least. They're all bivvy down near the summit. Over.
Then Craven Oscar, Mike Uniform, stand by.
I thought they said she'd recovered.
I don't want to tell him that.
Mike Uniform, this is Glenn Craven 1. Over.
Glenn Craven 1, this is Mike Uniform. Morning, Donnie.
Hey, good morning. Our casualty isn't too bad now, but we're keeping her in the stretcher. One of our guys has taken a head knock as well. We can take them up to the plateau for evacuation. Over.
Glenn Craven 1, this is Mike Uniform. Negative to that. We're not going up there for walking wounded unless there's cloud lift. Over.
Damn it. We're not going to get them off hill. Hello? Yes, this is Ewan. Well, I gave you the information I had. I thought she was severely hypothermic. You can't recall them. I need to get the team off. Well, how the hell would I know? I'm not on the hill.
Search and rescue control.
Yes. They said I should have told them that the casualty was only mildly hypothetical.
Glenn Clusker, this is Mike Uniform. Over.
Let me try. Mike Uniform, this is Glenn Clavin. Oscar, Constable Campbell here. Over.
Oscar, hi there. Our plan is to have a quick recce here and then go off to shut down on Skye. We can't fly to the summit safely in this cloud. We should return about 08:30 with conditions like then. Mike Uniform, over.
Mike Uniform from Glenn Clavin. Oscar, greatly appreciate if you would consider an attempt to evacuate the whole team now.
Oscar, Mike Uniform, how personnel on the hill now?
At Uniform, we have 16 ART, over.
Oscar, Mike Uniform, that's a 22-person lift, including ourselves. Negative on your request. We can't possibly attempt that in these conditions. The best we can do for you is to begin at 08:30, over.
Yes, at Uniform, we copied that, over.
Never mind, Agri. But a good try. They're not going to do it. I'm going back now.
Glenn Clavin, Oscar. Glenn Clavin 1, over.
Glenn Clavin 1, this is Oscar, over.
Let's get out here, preparing for descent. Two stretcher parties, one casualty, one Cat 5. Mike Uniform has taken return to base. We'll walk off, over.
1, this is Oscar. Come on a hash of a Harston.
What did he say?
They're very wet, and the way is long and hard. Take it easy, boys. Take it easy. Over. Break, break. Uniform, this is Clavin Oscar. Over.
Oscar, this is Mike Uniform. We copy that traffic. Over.
Roger, Uniform. Clavin Oscar, out.
Glenn Clavin 1, this is Mike Uniform, over.
Mike Uniform, Glenn Clavin 1, over.
Give me flares of Alice, we're coming in.
Bloody hell, they're going up there after all.
Never let it be said that the Leosics let you down, over.
Mike Uniform, Glenn Clavin 1, we're in time. Firing handheld signal flares now, over.
Glenn Clavin 1, Mike Uniform, we have a fix on that. We'll climb and try and drop down above you. All stations, stand by.
But they can't see.
They'll be using GPS and radar. I can't believe they're going to try it in that wind.
Glenn Clavin, Oscar, we are on low. Rotor's turning. I repeat, we are on the plateau. It was a bit hairy coming in, but we made it. Over.
Roger, Mike Uniform. Well done, guys. We appreciate it. Over.
Oscar, Mike Uniform, it's not over yet. We have a big lift to make. Break, Glenn Clavin 1. Is your team ready? Over.
Mike Uniform, Glenn Clavin 1. Almost there. 2 minutes. Over.
Roger, Glenn Clavin 1. We'll take your stretchers first. Take it as fast as you can. We're getting blown about pretty bad. We're not hanging about. Bring the whole team to our port steering group and watch the disc. Over.
Roger, Mike Uniform. We're coming in. Coming up and coming in. Stand by.
How will we know if...
If what? They don't make it.
Come on, Tony, get your guys aboard. We can't hold it here. Over.
Going as fast as we can. I've got casualties here. Come on, you guys. Get in there. In.
Watch this. We're coming up. Get in. Get in. Last call. Stand by for takeoff.
My God.
I can't.
Praying's all we've got left now.
Did they make it?
I don't know.
Glenn Clavin, Oscar, Glenn Clavin, Oscar, Glenn Clavin, Oscar, this is Uniform, over.
Mike Uniform, this is Oscar, over.
With Gateborn, all personnel, over.
We're very relieved to hear that, over.
Glenn Clavin, Oscar, Mike Uniform. Barring any further difficulties, we'll drop the team back with you and continue on to the local hospital with the casualty and the Cat 5.
Many, many thanks for your help, boys. We appreciate it. Over.
Always happy to oblige. Mike Uniform.
Listen, I think you've done a great job, by the way. You all did.
Well, you helped. You were part of the... I hope you will future as well.
Aye, well, we'll see. I'd like that. I better go and make my report then.
How about breakfast in the King's House when you finished your shift?
I'd like that. Do you think I'll see the lot of geese as I come back to the glen?
I think that's more than likely.
Wings of the Morning was written by Eddie Stiven. Simon was played by Ian McCrae. Louise was Molly Innes. Simon was John Kemp. And Donnie was Rob Lane. Wings of the Morning was directed by Turan Ali and was a Buna Broadcasting production for BBC.